This audio recording is brought to you by caseygolan.com.au.
Hi there and thanks for listening. This is Casey Golan and this is the fourth and final part of an interview that I did with my client Eddie McAlaney from Big Commerce. Let's get into the final part now. Ed, mate, we've covered some real chunky little great business, I suppose, it's almost business tips, really, with some of the things that you talked about. You know, is there anything that I've forgotten to ask you or you'd like to bring up at this time, that, you know, just talking about your business and what you've learnt and that could help people out there?
Yes, there's one really important one that I think people miss a lot, and that's the entrepreneurial kind of roller coaster, the emotional up and down. And I think that's where probably more than anything you helped us a lot was having a sounding board, somebody who you could turn to at any stage who could look at it kind of unbiased. It was kind of a blessing in disguise that you weren't so deeply involved in the business, that you didn't know the business so well, that you'd never come into the office because you weren't influenced by the emotional aspect of the business or the people involved. You didn't really care about anyone specifically. Obviously, you know, you have morals and ethics, but you didn't have a kind of a bias towards one character that you liked, one person. It was more of a, hey, tell me about this person. How are they performing? What are the results? Well, you know, that person needs to go, or this person, you know, you need to promote, etc. That really helped. But the emotional roller coaster that you go through, any small business owner, any business owner in general will feel that as the business is doing really well, you get caught up in the emotional highs and everything's going great. And then when it doesn't start doing so well, when it starts getting stressful, you feel like you're doing this alone. You're like, why am I doing this? What's the purpose? Having a sounding board, somebody that you can talk to who can tell you, well, I've seen this before in the past. This is how we deal with it, not just from a business level, but from a personal level. And, you know, Casey, you and I and Mitch, we set some personal level goals that we've recently hit. You know, some of it had to do with travel, some of it had to do with family life. Having that complete integrated part of your life, people focus too much, and Mitch and I did early on, we focus so much more on our business thinking that that's the way to success. But when you focus so much more on the overall overarching part of your life, when you're happier, when your relationships are better, when you're spending more time with family and friends, when you're taking time out for yourself, your business flourishes because you're a lot more relaxed, you're making decisions based on from a different perspective. And so just want people to be really aware of that emotional component, have somebody that they can bounce those things off.
Yeah, that's great. Because, hey, you know, we've been talking about you guys living the dream, but even with you guys living the dream, there's a few nightmares.
There definitely is, mate. There definitely is.
And how do you handle that as a business owner? Because you get your highs and you get your lows, and everyone does in every business. Doesn't matter whether there's, you know, Richard Branson or whatever. How does Eddie handle that?
Mate, this combination of things is vision and having a good sounding board. So when you have a good sounding board, I have a great partner, as you and I, Mitch and I, have an incredible relationship, good chemistry between us. So generally when one of us is up, the other one is down. I'm sorry, when one of us is down, the other person's up. So it's a good way to kind of lift each other back up and remind each other of, hey, well, this might not be working, but look what we're doing and look what, you know, what we've got going on. So building a good support network, obviously working with you during that phase where we were kind of had a lot of frustration, a lot of change in the business was really helpful because we had a sounding board and every Monday I could vent my frustration out and say that this person was peeing me off and blah, blah, blah. And having Mitch was great, but Mitch and I were so deep in the business, we needed some of that third party. So definitely having a sounding board and somebody that you can talk to, somebody who's positive, somebody who's going to always try and, you know, remind you of what good things are happening in your world. And the other one is having a vision. The vision is what really helps you get over those hurdles, helps you think about the bigger picture. So when you've got a vision of where you want your business to be, all the little bits and pieces, you can kind of tackle them, you get over them really quickly because you're always thinking and focusing on the bigger picture. If you're spending a lot of time focusing on the problem and the challenges and the issues, you're always going to be in a negative state. So you want to get yourself into that positive state by thinking about, hey, what's really going well, where do I want to be, where do we want our business to be?
Yeah, good. Two more things for you.
Sure.
Number one, with the systems and systems development and just problem shooting the business, I know we worked a lot on for your business, and it can be different in someone else's business, but we got a lot of phone calls about things, you know, how do we do this, how do we do that, and what you guys would do is we'd go, okay, well, let's do some more videos on that, so it would help the customer with a lot of frequently asked questions, and that would cut down the amount of time that the phones and therefore the staff were tied up in your business. So can you just talk about that in terms of, you know, automation and in terms of getting your business to the point where we can run a lean business, but at the same time provide incredible value and customer service for our customers?
Yeah, good question. So the kind of philosophy that we have is if you have to repeat something more than once, more often than not, you can actually automate that. There are so many tools and processes and systems that you can put in place to automate. So while we don't generally, it's not one in two, but if we find ourselves doing the same thing, answering the same question, we think to ourselves, well, how can we automate that process so technology handles that for us? You know, in this day and age, you can almost automate so many things. You can automate your bookkeeping. You can automate your accounting. Support is a big, big part of that. So while we used to get tons of phone calls, what we would do is monitor and say, okay, what's the biggest question that people are asking and how do we address that? So we used to create, or we still do, we create online videos and tutorials. That, to some people, might sound, well, hey, you're passing the buck. Well, in actuality, people who are, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning who have an urgent issue would way rather read it, watch a quick video that takes 3 minutes and sit on hold for half an hour, right? Yeah. That's the kind of process and thinking that we started to build into the company.
Yeah, and the basic rule of thumb there is, you know, do something once and use it forever, or do something forever.
Exactly.
And the former is the better option. Also, marketing. How important is marketing for a growing business?
I mean, if you're not marketing, you're not running a company, I believe. If you have to be constantly marketing over and over and over again. And one of the things I really enjoyed, and I still read your newsletter till this day, is a lot of businesses they'll market really heavily, and I've seen this in some of the friends that I have and some of the small businesses around me. They'll market really heavily in times of desperation, right? Desperation is the greatest motivator, and they'll market really, really heavily, and they'll get a ton of customers. Then they'll go and try to fulfill the needs of those customers and service those customers, and then the demand will drop because nobody's focusing on marketing, and then they have to go back and market again. Well, if you build marketing just like you do any other aspect of the business and continue to market and constantly growing and building onto your marketing, you're always going to find that your chances of success are so much higher.
That's how you grow. You've got to get your marketing. Your marketing is infrastructure in place, so people are always coming to you. When you get people coming to you all the time to buy from you, then you can grow a business. You know, right. That's the fuel for a growing business, and then everything else is structure. You've got to get the people to maintain it. But if you get marketing down, then you create an exciting environment. Like it's going to go somewhere if you're a good driver of the business. You know, if you can guide it through it, because people want to buy from you. So it's such an incredible part of the, you know, a successful growing business. So tell me, Ed, little plug for me and what it is that I do. If someone out there, like yourself, a little bit frustrated or whatever the situation is, and they're thinking, hey, I've got to get someone to help me, I've got to get a business coach, you know, what would you say to them about working with me?
Mate, you already know I've recommended at least 3 or 4 of my good friends, best friends, close friends, family to you, and that's probably the biggest testimonial that I can give you. You know, I don't recommend anything that I don't know hasn't worked. I got challenged to write an article for the UTS alumni magazine recently because I'm a UTS graduate, and they asked me for 8 tips. My number one tip was to go out and find a business coach, a really good business coach, ideally someone like Casey. Because, you know, you wouldn't be a professional athlete, and this is the way I think about it, you wouldn't be a professional athlete without having a coach. And that coach doesn't have to have been a professional athlete, does not have to have won a gold medal. And very rarely will you find a really good boxing, swimming, basketball coach who themselves is an Olympic gold medalist. They have a different view of the world. They love helping people. They love, you know, helping many people as opposed to, you know, building their business or whatever it may be. So a coach is invaluable. You have to, you know, I worked with Case, he worked with you, Case, for 12 to 18 months, and the business and the way it's changed and the way I understand business in general, I'm very confident I can walk into just about any business now and take any business from, say, $1 million in revenue to $5 to $10 million very comfortably. I have that knowledge and that expertise, and I can look at a financial model, I can look at the hiring plan, and, you know, I can't recommend you enough to anybody that wants to listen.
Yeah, good, mate. Thanks very much. What I look for is people with talent and then give them visibility, and they kind of work it out from there. And you guys had the talent and you've worked it out. So it's pretty good. And I'm a big believer with a coach, get someone that coaches you, not the content. There's a big difference.
Yes.
There's a big difference. Yes. Don't get someone that has modules and you've got to read and do all that sort of stuff. Get someone that can understand where you're at, what you need to focus on, and put you onto the right steps. That's the difference between, you know, you get, as you said, you know, You can get someone who's an athlete that's won Olympic gold, but they just can't coach because they're teaching you what they've done rather than teaching you what you need to do, and that's kind of a little distinction that I think is important anyway.
Right.
Hey, mate, well done to yourself and Mitchell. Congratulations, and may there be more success.
Thank you, mate. Really appreciate it.
For further information, please go to caseygolan.com.au. That's caseygolan.com.au for all your business coaching and business growth products and services.